This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, this is it, the day that we've been waiting for.
Big Slick Weekend is here.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
This could go down in history for me as the day I met Weird Al Yankovic. Are you aware of what that means to me? I woke up, I'm like, I could meet Weird Al today.
But the best part is I feel like she's going to have her Garth moment, Truda. I think she's going to get there and go,
I've practiced. I've seriously been
practicing.
There
is no amount of practice.
You're going to lock up?
No, I'm not. I feel like she is.
I'm not. I know exactly what I'm going to talk to him about. I have it all in my head. It's all prepped and ready to go.
So did I.
I mean, did you think
did you see the video?
I did.
And did you think that you got starstruck, or did the Garth thing take you by surprise?
No, it was just, I've never been starstruck before, and I'm just like, oh, I have no idea what my name is. I don't know what the day is. I just know I'm standing in front of Garth Brooks, and he's looking at me, and I've got nothing.
Wow. Okay.
And we had all our questions ready to go, and I'm waiting for her to ask one, and she's just staring like Bambi. And I'm like, okay, well, she's having a moment.
Guess I'll jump right in here and start asking my questions, yeah.
But I'm telling you, I'm prepped and I'm ready if I should meet Weird Al at the Big Slick celebrity softball game tonight.
Are we going to have to call security? Are you going to jump on him?
Do we know for sure he's... I mean, we've heard from so many people, and he's the only one that we basically haven't heard from. Do we know he's coming in? Do we know he's...
He's coming.
Okay,
he's
I'm just asking.
He's been announced. He has not backed out. He's coming.
All right. I'm just asking.
He's going to punch you across that board.
Hey, whatever. That's fine. Big busy day here at the show, of course, as always, for Friday. And we had Big Slick on top of it, but we start off with 10 items or less, as always.
What happened with our Chiefs yesterday? Chiefs keeping head coach Andy Reid, but parting ways with GM John Dorsey. Reid was given an undisclosed extension and will take over player personnel duties. He's 43-21 with 3 playoff appearances in 4 seasons. Dorsey had been GM the last 4 years.
It was budget, probably.
Is that it?
Because it wasn't managed properly. I mean, we had to get rid of guys like Macklin.
Right.
There was no room under the cap. The budget, the player budget was never handled right, it seemed like. And so I think after a while, they just say, well, I ain't got to go, dude.
Is this going to be a big deal? How does this affect us?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not right now because we're already into the season. The players have been signed.
Right.
We've got the deals done. So this year, I think, will be good. We go forward. We look for somebody else.
He'll land somewhere.
They're smart. Andy Reid's really smart.
I mean,
he's been around that long enough. He can pick up for this year.
After an off day, the Royals resume their homestand tonight against Toronto. They battle the Blue Jays in the first of a 3-game series at Kauffman with first pitch at 7:15. If you do want to go to that Big Slick celebrity softball game at Kauffman before the Royals game, gates open for that at 4:30 with the celebrity game starting at 5. And if you buy that ticket, then you get to stay for the Royals game. So it's a great deal. And I think it's $5 from your ticket price goes to Children's Mercy. So
sweet.
Do that. And a woman in Houston wants to look exactly like First Lady Melania Trump. The Houston Chronicle says Claudia Sierra has undergone multiple plastic surgeries to get the First Lady's look. Her surgeon said she got a tummy tuck, liposuction, and injectable treatments on Tuesday. The mother of two said this surgery isn't just skin deep. Sierra said Melania illustrates power and strength and hopes the transformation will help her become a better version of herself. The full makeover will appear, of course, on an episode of Inside Edition.
Of course it will.
Because that's where you make life-changing events happen.
Right next to the kid who was found on top of his roof, by the way.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This is the most common thing we dream about. We need an answer still. 576-7102.
All right, let's wrap this up. See if Sabrina here has the right answer. Good morning, Sabrina. What do you think?
Is it dirty about their teeth falling out?
Losing our teeth!
There you go. Yes!
That's what it is. And apparently, if you have that dream, it can represent feeling insecure about some part of your life or yourself. Yeah. There you go. Well, you finally got it. You want a pair of tickets to go see comedian Joel McHale next Friday at the Midland.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very welcome. Joey's got the info. Jin's got the entertainment news.
Actor Johnny Depp taking some heat for a remark at Britain's Glastonbury Festival. Video posted online shows the Pirates of the Caribbean star talking to a crowd about President Trump when he asked, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? The comment got cheers from the audience, prompting Depp to say he's not an actor, but someone who just lies for a living. President Abraham Lincoln, of course, assassinated by theater actor John Wilkes Booth.
I meant Lincoln.
In 1865.
Right.
Rochester Hills, Michigan house that was the teenage home of Madonna is on the market. The owner says the pop icon has been by in recent years, once before a concert, another time around when her daughter was being enrolled at the University of Michigan. The home was purchased for about $90,000 in 2012. Extensive repairs were made after a fire. It's now being offered for $479,000.
Wow.
Went from $90,000 to $479,000.
You just say the word Madonna. I got to come up with somebody who's been in my house.
Your house was just built like 10 years ago.
I know, but still. I mean, someday I want to sell it. I'll be like, I don't know. Bruno Mars, he spent here one time.
Bruno loves spending time in Shawnee. That's
yes, well, he does. Have you seen the Facebook?
That's well.
Katy Perry's going to buy a house in Olathe, too.
True story. Jim Carrey's moving here, too. I read that.
And Justin Timberlake talks great about payola.
And Leavenworth.
All right.
Loves him some Leavenworth.
Yep.
It's all true, people.
There's nothing like Randolph. That's what that's what Kurt Russell says.
It's all on the interwebs. Actor Curtis Armstrong, best known as Booger in Revenge of the Nerds, he was also in Risky Business, and he has a new memoir out. He says Tom Cruise successfully juggled Bible study and women during production of Risky Business. He claims that one night Cruise declined to go out with his co-stars so he could prepare for shooting and read his Bible. But Armstrong says he saw women lining up outside his room. He said, I remember thinking Tom's going to be really upset if these hot girls interfere with his Bible study. He said, so I asked him if there was something I could do to help them. They just stared at me. And at that moment, Tom's door opened and another girl came out adjusting her hair and taking off down the hall while the first girl in line then slipped into Tom's room.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise's rep has not commented.
Sounds like my high school years.
Yeah, right. You were Booger. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Big Slick Week on the show continues now.
Oh, it does indeed. We are so excited to be talking to a lot of the big celebrities, Jen.
We'll have Sarah Chalk on next hour, but this girl could not be cuter. I love her from Austin and Alley.
It's Laura Marano. We are very, very excited to be talking to you here in Kansas City.
I am so excited to talk to you guys. I'm so excited to get to Kansas City this weekend. And I'm going to warn everyone now and everyone listening that I'm not great with hand-eye coordination, so we're going to try not to judge my softball skills. If we were playing soccer, I would kick some butt, but softball,
Not so much, huh?
Yeah, well, we're going to see how it goes, but it's such an awesome cause, so I'm, like, so excited to do it. When Rob Riggle and I are working on a movie right now, and so he told me about Big Slick and told me about, you know, how much it helps with Children's Mercy and, you know, the whole weekend sounds like insane. I was like, of course I want to do it. This sounds awesome. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm going to literally just embarrass myself with my athletic skills because we are softballing on Friday and bowling on Saturday. So it's going to be
right.
fun.
Do you think you're a better softballer or bowler?
Okay, I haven't played softball in a really long time. Bowling, I frequent, but I'm still pretty terrible at it. So, you know, I think I feel like I could potentially have some possibly good bowling game, but I'm also going to be honest here. It could both be terrible, so we'll see.
Well, no pressure, but last year David Cook from American Idol did knock a home run while wearing a Chewbacca mask. So, I mean, people are bringing it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, this is just helping with all the feelings I have already.
Yeah. Well, you know, in bowling, they've got those bumpers you can put up, so that, at least you have that.
Okay, listen, here's the situation, right? That's how I like to play, with the bumpers. But I guess there's a certain age you reach where bumpers aren't allowed, at least the bowling alley by my house in L.A., and they don't let me play with bumpers anymore because I'm like 21, and
aww.
I was a little offended by it. I was like, wait, I need them though.
You're 21, but you're tiny. You could probably pass off as something younger.
Well, it's funny because the movie that I'm doing now with Rob, and then I'm actually doing another movie after, I'm playing like a teenager because I can 100% pass as like a young teen because I look like I'm 12. So it's great. It actually works great with my acting career.
So you're saying that the benefits of turning 21 is like, I'm legal to drink, but I can't use bumpers anymore. So this is really a life seesaw.
I'm like, pros and cons here. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's better.
And I bet standing next to Rob Riggle, you feel really teeny tiny.
Yes, he's so tall. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair, everybody. But I'm seriously so excited. This weekend's going to be, like, super awesome. You know, it's my first time doing it. So
yeah.
I really, Rob, try to explain it to me, but I kind of don't know what to expect. And again, it is such an incredible cause. And, like, I love that it does kind of encourage the whole city and anyone, you know, by the way, anyone who doesn't live in Kansas City, now with social media, you can get involved and buy, you know, these awesome T-shirts or, you know, try to, like, keep up with anything going on Instagram and Twitter. I think it's, like, super cool. And I think Children's Mercy, like, does some amazing work. And, you know, I'm all about helping children in any way we can, especially children who've kind of been handed some circumstances that, you know, are really unfortunate and have to live with it on a daily basis. So I think the whole cause is super incredible, and what a fun weekend to celebrate and help it. I think it's going to be super cool.
Yeah, and you can still get the limited edition Charlie Hustle T-shirt. That's great. It's got this awesome heart with the KC in it, and you're right. You can still buy those online, even if you can't be in Kansas City this weekend. You could still order that shirt online.
All right, Laura Morano, we'll see her for Big Slick Friday at Kauffman Stadium. Laura, thank you for the time. And look forward to chatting with you this weekend for Big Slick.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Have such a great day.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're all talking about how we are hashtag blessed, my friends.
816-576-7102. You can text or call. 2288 just texted. Hashtag blessed because I finally got a raise at work. It's not much, but I'll take it.
There you go. Love that. All right, get your calls in now, 816-576-7102. We're going to start with Ashley in Grain Valley next. About you are hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed. As we start the weekend, we're all hashtag blessed in some way, right?
It's a very exciting weekend here in Kansas City. There's a ton of stuff going on. For me, I'm hashtag blessed because there's a good chance I get to meet Weird Al today, and that's a very big deal to me. Hashtag blessed. I've wanted to do that for 41 years, and it could happen today. My mom keeps texting me. She's like, do you know his dad lived in KCK? His dad was born here. He's Croatian. Bring him povetica. I'm like, Mom, I'm not showing up with povetica for Weird Al. He's going to think
I'm
creepy.
No, you should. You show up for povetica with me, then I'll be hashtag blessed.
All right, what makes you hashtag blessed? 816-576-7102.
All right, Molly, you're getting into the Big Slick fun this week. Ryan, is that why you're hashtag blessed?
Yes. I work at Children's, and this week is always so fun because everyone's just kind of excited for the kids, and we're all humans, so we're always like keeping tallies of how many times we've, you know, gotten to sneak a glimpse of someone in the hall. But this year they actually did something different for employees, and we had a raffle, and I actually won something for like the third time in my life and got a ticket for a comedy show with the guys, which was hilarious and a great way to kind of end the week and kind of start their kickoff. You know, a lot of the stuff that they're doing this weekend. So,
I saw that yesterday. It was what? Paul Rudd, David Koechner, and then which one? Sudeikis?
No.
Riggle. Yeah.
And they went out to Children's Mercy yesterday.
Yes. They did two different shows, and it's probably like one of the best hours of my life at work, outside of, you know, like actually doing work.
That is great.
That is supremely cool. When I saw the pictures of that, I thought, what a great idea to give back to the staff at Children's Mercy to really, you know, recognize you all for the work that you do as well.
It was a really fun surprise, and I think I could speak for everyone in that auditorium. We absolutely love our job and love taking care of the kiddos. And so, it was a really fun surprise.
Awesome. Well, that's a good way to be hashtag blessed for the weekend, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Molly.
Thanks.
All right, you have a good weekend. Thank you much. Let's go to Ashley in Grain Valley. Ashley, how are you hashtag blessed this weekend?
I am blessed because I actually get to have a couple weeks off starting this weekend. I'm a teacher, so I've been doing a lot of working, but I get to start summer.
Oh, that's the best. What are you going to do?
I'm going to potty train my son.
Wait, I thought you said you had a couple weeks off.
Huh? Well, I'm going to be a shut-in for the first several days until we can get that taken care of. And then we're going to start doing all kinds of fun stuff like the zoo and splash park and all that.
Perfect. Well, good luck to you with the potty training and enjoy your weeks off.
Thank you.
I don't know if potty train, but she said that. I'm like, I don't know that that's blessed.
Does not sound vacation-y.
No, right?
2215 texted, I'm blessed for many things, but one, it's mine and my husband's one-year wedding anniversary this weekend, and I'm super excited that we made it to this point and many more years to go.
Awesome.
And then on the other side, 4684 texted, hashtag blessed, it's the two-year anniversary of my divorce. Yay! awesome.
People see it different ways, you know.
You can always text or call 816-576-7102.
Jayla, how are you hashtag blessed this weekend?
I get to meet Dawson. James Vanderbeek, right. Coming
I'm so
to Kansas.
Excited.
Yeah.
This is my first big slick. I didn't get to go with you guys last year.
Did you not?
No. Oh, thanks for remembering.
Okay, well, sorry.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big celebrities in town. We'll be talking with Sarah Chalk from Roseanne and Scrubs in 1 hour here on the show.
That's the one that I'm excited to talk to. Let's go to Kim here before we wrap up. Hey, Kim, good morning. You have a tie to Children's Mercy as well, right?
I do. I have a 4-year-old nephew that just had open heart surgery on Tuesday.
Oh, gosh.
He's not really doing too well. They're going to have to go in and put a pacemaker in, but he's getting a little frustrated. He wants to go home, but Paul Rudd stopped in and seen him yesterday, and he sat and played some games with him and stuff, and he was really, really excited about that. But, yeah, it's awesome that they take time out of their day and go and spend time with the children.
I love it.
That's fantastic. You know what? There's nowhere that you'd rather be in that case than Children's Mercy as well, because they're going to take such good care of him no matter what.
Yep, they're doing a fine job. He's a little trooper. He'll pull through this.
Yeah, you better believe it. That's awesome. All right, well, all the best to your nephew then.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Kim. Thank you. Hashtag.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It'll be a big weekend for Big Slick in Kansas City, but for those who want to get away and see some movies this weekend, also a big weekend for you too.
Yeah, Shaylee, you just saw 47 Meters Down.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was surprisingly emotional.
It was emotional. I thought it was going to be super cheesy.
Right.
Has the Jaws type music.
Yeah.
I get what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
It's not what you
it's
think.
It's not. It's so good.
I want to go.
Emotional.
I want to see it too. All right, well, let's bring on Paul from B&B Theaters. We're going to talk about the rest of the movies opening up this weekend. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So 47 Meters Down, Shaylee enjoyed it. We need to get out to see it. And it performed, or outperformed, really, expectations, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's, I guess, taps into maybe a primal fear that everybody kind of has. But it did surprisingly well at the box office and is actually opening at a few new B&B Theaters locations this weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, I definitely would recommend it.
Well, and who doesn't love Mandy Moore? Of course we're going to go see
it. Yeah,
that.
Of course. Right.
And, you know, all the Shark Week's coming up and Sharknado. It's kind of like sharks are in the consciousness right now, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, the one that's opened up this week, the big film, actually opened up a couple of days ago, but Transformers The Last Night, and that opened up on Wednesday, but should be the big popcorn movie this weekend.
Cade Yeager, I'm an inventor.
Oh, you're an inventor?
Yes, I am.
What have you invented?
A lot of things.
Like?
Like a lot of things. Like things that you've heard of.
Like?
Well, things that you will have heard of, okay? Patents are pending.
Ah.
Ah. Don't say it. What's ah? You know, I could do that too. Oh, I'm English and I'm too cool for feelings. What, I'm not? I've come here to be insulted by some overeducated Ivy Tower princess? Go!
Yeah, I definitely think you're right. We've still got some great holdover content, Cars 3 and Wonder Woman, but I think that Transformers The Last Night is going to probably win the day. I think it's the fifth installment in the franchise and had a budget of some like $260 million. So it's going to be, I think, pretty spectacular. Michael Bay does what he does best. So lots of explosions, a lot of giant robots fighting. It's going to be intense.
And Mark Wahlberg back for this one, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Anthony Hopkins, actually. So a little bit of class to dress up the cast.
Yeah, and everybody said good things about Wonder Woman. I still haven't gotten over to see that, but everybody loves Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think really kind of dials in what DC has been trying to do for a long time. So it's got a lot of heart and a lot of great action. It's a good one.
You know, and the kids know, we talked about Cars 3, and you mentioned that there. My kid saw it this week, and she loved it. She thought it was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I feel like that's one of those franchises, too. They've managed to keep it going somehow, but each installment seems to be better than the last.
Well, I can tell in a couple of weeks, the one that we're going to see next week, Despicable Me 3,
yes.
And that's the one my kid's been talking about all summer.
La pizza, para comer. Ruba, 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 ruba.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and that's, I mean, obviously, Gru's brother, voiced by Steve Carell as well. It's going to be a blast.
All right, Paul Farnsworth at B&B Theaters. Jen, let's give away some passes. Somebody wants to go check out a film this weekend.
Yeah, maybe you want to see Transformers or 47 Meters Down. We'll let you pick what you want to see, but we've got free passes up for grabs now from caller 12.
816-576-7102. Paul, thank you much. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, guys. You too.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And let's say hello to Tracy from Kansas City, who's going to play or choose in the password this morning. Hello, Tracy.
Tracy, are you there?
She would be if I could hit the button right.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, which team do you think will win, Shaylee and Jen or Brian and Joey?
I'm going to go with Brian and Joey.
Today. Yeah.
All right, look at you. All right.
There you go. Somebody confident in the boys today.
All right. We are playing Big Slick Password.
Ooh,
so
all of
these are associated with Big Slick. They're coming to Kansas City this weekend. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You guys, you go first.
We're going to go first?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep track.
Now we can do this, Joey.
All right.
No problem.
You're going to keep track?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so what can I say out of these names? Can I say characters'
Anything
names?
But
can
their
I
name.
Say?
Yep.
Okay, all right, well, there we go. All right, Joey, you ready?
I think I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock, here we go. Cam from Modern Family.
Oh, Eric Stonetree.
Old man, pranks.
Johnny Knoxville?
Yes. You do this to a keg, but he's on the news.
Paul Rudd.
And, no, you do this to beer. CNN.
Jake Tapper?
Yes. This one, Clueless, Alicia Silverstone, yes, Norm from Cheers.
George Wendt.
Yes, the Meet the Millers.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
Boom.
Gosh, this one, who's Kaiser Soze?
Kevin Pollak.
Yes, yes.
Oh, 10, 5, 6, 7.
I got through my entire list.
Nice.
Oh, baby.
Nice
job. Nux there.
Well done. Woo-hoo. 7 for you guys.
Oh, man, when you said keg, I was really thinking of Paul Rudd wanting to have that keger at his mom's house.
Oh, it's a glorious house. Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, so we have to beat 7, Shaylee.
Wow, it's the best I've ever felt about anything.
I'm actually a little bit nervous. A little hot. You focus. You look me right in the eyes.
I got you. I see you. All right.
All right, for you girls, 60 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
My favorite of all time.
Weird Al.
Yes. He was just on the show yesterday. Blue Springs.
Sam Levine.
No,
David Cook.
Yes. Freaks and Geeks.
Sam Levine.
Yes. Scrubs, Roseanne.
Sarah Chalk.
Yep. Austin and Ally. She was on our show an hour ago.
Laura Moreno.
Yep. He's from Tipton, Missouri. He's one of the big five. Who's
David Koechner.
Yes. Also one of the big five, a former Marine. I love him.
Rob Riggle.
Yes. And Dawson.
James Vanderbeek.
Boom! There's your 8, and we get the win!
You wrote down one more than I had. That's not fair.
Sorry.
Well,
about that.
We went through all of our lists. I didn't have anybody else. Okay, let me make up some names now.
I'm sorry.
I think you said Gloria Rudd in there. Boom.
Okay. Tracy.
Wow. Now look, they're cheating now.
Yes.
They're not even giving us the same amount.
We cheated to win. So, Tracy, you
what
get
happened
the tickets.
To gender equality here?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that glass ceiling hurts, doesn't it? Now you know how it feels. Take that.
We get 7 right answers for every 8 of theirs. Dang it.
Tracy, you're going to go see Lord at Sprint Center next March.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter is going to be so excited.
It's going to be a big show. You've got the tickets before you can even buy them.
Thank you so, so much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Big Slick Week on the show continues now.
Oh, the day is here. It is a big weekend ahead of us. And one of the celebrities that we've been looking forward to talking to, seeing here, Jen, is Sarah Chalk. We know her from Scrubs and her turn on Roseanne. We've been excited to talk to her today as we welcome in Big Slick Day. Sarah, good morning. How are you? How are you feeling today?
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I was so sad to miss last year, but I was making a human.
You were making a human, and now you have 2 young humans in your life.
I do.
I was like, wait, that stopped awkwardly. I was like, you were making a human what? I didn't get it at first. I'm like, wait, making a human with centipede? I don't know what's going on here.
I was going to, but those are very hard to care for, and it just seemed like too much work. So I actually made a human little girl.
Yeah, well, that's better. I've seen those movies. It's awful.
Right.
Yeah,
I know. That's what actually turned me away. I saw what was Jeff Goldblum's movie?
The Fly.
The Fly, yes, The Fly. The Fly. And that was the turning point. I was maybe in grade 7 and my friend was having a sleepover in her RV, in her driveway. It was parked in the driveway and we were all like 11 years old. We watched The Fly, and I think I had nightmares for like 5 years.
By the way, I'm glad that I'm not the only one who had a driveway RV birthday party. How do we have this in common? This is great. We rented one when I was a kid to go. We went to Disney World, and so they rented an RV, and before we left, we had my birthday. It's in August, and we all watched, Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the movie we watched, not The Fly.
A better choice.
But we all stayed in the RV. That's very interesting. Glad I'm not alone. I've never met anybody else who did that.
I haven't either. I feel bonded now. That is amazing.
Now, what are you most excited about this weekend? Are you a good bowler? Are you good at softball? How is this going to go for you?
No, neither. I'm doing a little of those things.
Big Slick is the only thing I'm an alumni of. I'm very, very excited and proud of it because all, yeah, sports were not my strong point growing up. I skied because I grew up in Canada, but that was about it. I tried out for every team sport and finally had to go into race walking and shot put because it was the most underattended sport. And I just wanted to like go to the track meet. So I was like, what do I have to sign up for that will actually let me come to the track meet? And so I found my niche in race walking and like the most embarrassing sport on the planet.
Well, now I want to bring a shot put because Eric Stone Street was also a shot putter. I went to high school with him and we were on the track team together. So maybe we can have a little side contest going on with you guys throwing a shot put.
Totally. I'm in. I'm definitely not a strong shot putter. This is the only reason I could go is for some reason nobody at Cleveland Elementary wanted to sign up for shot put. So that was the team that I could get onto. All I wanted was the 4x100 relay, which was like the cool kids team. Couldn't make the A team, the B team, or the C team. So I shot put. But yes, I'm in for a rematch.
Well, it sounds like, though, you'd be one heck of a mall walker.
I am. Oh, yeah. Don't try and race me to get that hoodie that's on sale because I'm there. I'm winning that one.
Now, what is your original connection to Big Slick? Which of the five Kansas City native guys got you into this?
It was Rob Riggle.
Okay.
He's the best ever. So when he says, you know, come to Kansas, this is what we're doing, we all go. And then from the minute that I got there and I got to walk into Children's Mercy and meet all the kids that I'm in every year. Just let me know, you know, what day. And then obviously last year I was making a human girl, not centipede, and did not get to come. But it's really staggering and it's amazing to see every year the difference that it makes and what is happening in the hospital and how Big Slick has been able to contribute.
Do you have?
And I think it all started out. I feel like Rob Riggle was like, let's try and make $50,000.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, gone up every year to, you know, and that's what's so cool too, is to fly in and to see how the entirety of Kansas City comes together to make this happen. It's quite emotional. It's really amazing.
Do you happen to have any of your wardrobe left from Scrubs that you might bring that into the hospital and, you know, perhaps play around a little bit?
The only thing I have is I have a tiny, tiny, tiny pair of Scrubs that was given to Frankie, and I am not going to be able to squeeze into them. but maybe they will have a lab coat there that I could borrow, and it'd make me feel like home, feel like my blankie.
And I have to ask, they're doing a Roseanne revival. Are you going to be a part of this? Is this actually happening?
It is actually happening, and I'm very excited to be a part of it, yes.
Can you tell us anything, like when, where? Are you coming back as Becky? What's happening?
I'm not coming back as Becky, so the original Becky is going to be Becky.
Yes.
The part was played by Lisa Goranson, and she will be Becky, and then I will be another part, which I would share with you and give you the inside scoop first, and I don't know what it is yet, so I can't.
No, but you can, right. Is it the case where they're like right now feverishly writing stuff, like, yes, we got the green light, let's go put some stories together.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. So I'm super excited. I mean, I was, you know, 16 at the time when I went on the show, and I think it will be so, I think it'll be fun to go back and see everybody and do some more episodes of that show. I think it's extremely timely right now to go back and spend time with that family. I think it's, you know, it's very, just with everything that's happening in the world right now, I think it'll be a very interesting time to dive into some of the stories.
We're so excited for Roseanne. We're even more excited that you're coming back to Kansas City and being
Thank
a part
you.
Of Big Slick.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Get the softball ready, and we'll see you there. Sarah Chalk, everybody on the show. Sarah, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'll bring my shot put.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. Okay.
Bye.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Everybody sitting down, are you ready for this announcement?
Oh, gosh.
Weird Al Yankovic just announced he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
But Shaylee, for you, Carrie Underwood is too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Carrie Underwood, Simon Cowell, Jack Black, Jennifer Lawrence, all getting stars on that Hollywood Walk of Fame. But Weird Al, the only one coming to Kansas City today.
And it takes a lot. It takes $5,000-$10,000 for them to, they've got to raise this money to get the star.
And, you know, he's only had a career since, I don't know, 1975. It's about
time. How old
is
he?
He's 57.
Oh.
Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
Don't be judging my Weird Al.
Sorry.
He is here as part of the Big Slick Weekend for Children's Mercy, so you can catch him tonight. I'm hoping he makes it to the game, the celebrity softball game, and then at Pinstripes tomorrow for the bowling and the big auction. Actor Johnny Depp taking some heat for a remark at Britain's Glastonbury Festival. Video posted online shows the Pirates of the Caribbean star talking to a crowd about President Trump when he asked, "When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?" The comment got cheers from the audience, prompting Depp to say that he's not an actor, but someone who just lies for a living. A Rochester Hills, Michigan house that was the teenage home of Madonna is on the market. The owner says the pop icon has been in by recent years, once before a concert, and another time she came by when her daughter was being enrolled at the University of Michigan. Now, this house was bought for about $90,000 in 2012. They say they've made extensive repairs after a fire. Now they're selling it for $479,000.
Wow, some extensive repairs.
From $90,000 to $479,000, you can own the home that Madonna once lived in.
I hope they've turned it into a gold-plated, three-story palatial estate.
Ooh, five bedrooms, three baths. Madonna lived there with her family and seven siblings from the age of 12 to 18.
What celebrity could I come up with if we were going to sell our house?
Someone that lived in Shawnee in your home?
Yes, right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right?
You're just staring off into the distance.
I know,
like,
I'm trying
so
to think of like, oh man, I'm really trying to think about this.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm getting ready for the Big Slick press conference that's happening at Children's Mercy. So we're going to check in. We'll do one last check of traffic, and then we got to head out.
Okay? Excellent.
Yeah, so make sure you like
us. Starts our Big Slick weekend.
On Facebook, the KC1021 Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, at KC102 Radio, because we're going to be posting all weekend about Big Slick.
Fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.